Welcome back, College Football Pick'em, Week 11. Before we get going, though, we got to get a couple ads out of the way. We have FanDuel. FanDuel.com/Viva is now the official home of all of our advisor picks. So if you want to follow Dave, you want to follow Stu, you want to follow myself, we have all of our picks up there. Go right now, FanDuel.com/Viva. You can go there, see our records, trail me, fade Stu, follow Dave. And not only that, but you can jump in the $1 Beat Dave contest or PMT's weekly leaderboard, where there's still some time to win a trip to Atlanta in February, even if you haven't played yet. All that at FanDuel.com/Viva. Okay, I see. Yeah, I see. We'll get to that. All that, FanDuel.com/Viva. Plus, if you're in New Jersey, make sure you use promo code STOOL on the FanDuel Sportsbook. It's awesome. Go check it out at the Meadowlands. We've been there. We also are brought to you by the One Byte app. The One Byte app is killing it. Over 300,000 people have downloaded it. You got user reviews. You have all of Dave's reviews. If you want your best slice of pizza, you got to get the One Byte app. Do it right now. The One Byte app on iPhone or Android, both of them work. And it is like literally you can just go every weekend. I'm like, I want new pizza. I'm going to go check it out. One Byte app has everything reviewed right there. You get your best slice wherever you may be. Let's do it. Week 11. It's getting sad.
Home stretch.
There's three real weeks left of college football, and then you have the championship games and then bowl season.
I just got to hold on.
Dave's spectacular season has
evaporated. Red Sox, Pats, Breeders. Got you right where I want you.
Well, Breeders, I haven't talked to you since Breeders. How did you do?
Not good. And there's a couple things. So there was a funny, Deke Zucker, who does all the quotes we've done, he retweeted, you know how he goes back in time? He pulled a quote from me from 2011 that said, traditionally, Breeders' Cup weekend is the weekend I lose the most money of the year every weekend. And he was right.
It's true.
Those races are hard. Me and Elio, our syndicate, I won one race on Friday. And by the way, he didn't even win. It was a 40-1 shot that came in second. I had him win place. I hit the exact at two. It looked like he was going to win coming down the stretch, and like the heavy favorite passed him at the end.
You had 1,000 on it?
Yeah, 1,000.
Can you give those rules real quick? Because I don't understand them completely. The 10,000 that you put in for each contest, I know you did two.
Correct.
Is that then essentially like you're getting chips?
So for the contest, which I had two entries, they do a Breeders' Cup contest where I think there ended 450 people. The entry fee is 10 grand. They take 2,500 of that, and they just put that to the prize. So if you first place, you got like 400 grand plus all the money you're up to win. So theoretically, like if I just wanted to cash out the 7,500, I could. It's like real money.
Oh, okay.
So it's like you're betting real money. It's whoever ends up with the most money.
Most real money. All right. So the way I understood it was like they trade that in for like chips, like you were saying, money.
It's basically $2,500 entry fee, and then you have 75 to bet with.
Right.
What did you guys finish?
Oh, we both busted. Damn. He won one race in 2 days, and he's doing this new thing. I hope someone's listening to LAO and West Roxbury because I didn't want to say it, but he has a new thing where he just uses me as his ATM. So it's like, hey, I'm out of money. Can I have $4,000? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then so he took $4,000 from me that I like kind of need now to pay the bookie.
Yeah. Okay. I see. I could see that coming from Saratoga. I feel like that happened the second day in Saratoga.
It's like
too.
Just bring more money instead of just using. He's like, well, you're rich, so I'll just take $4,000.
What did the winner win? How much did they win?
It was very chalky. Yeah. I think they had about 70 grand to end it.
So
they won 470
grand. 10 times their money?
What? They
start with 7,500. Yeah. Oh, you said 470? I think you said 70 grand.
Well, they had 70 grand. That's how much won the contest. That's and they get an additional 400.
So you got to make about 10 times your money to win that contest.
Yeah, they had the favorite in the last race, and then I guess an exacta that the four came in second, I think. I mean, it was fine. It's just very difficult.
It's a cool contest if you're into. I'm not even, you know, that into horses.
Breeders' Cup. Awesome.
It was similar to when you and I were there. With Elio. His
Lexington.
Brother-in-law was there. He was kind of happy-go-lucky. He was getting on my nerves.
Yep. His brother-in-law was just nice guy. He actually helped me out.
Not somebody you want around when you're losing.
No. He's very much like around to just hang out.
Yeah. And there was also like one of his buddies who was kind of like came in and you know, he wouldn't shut up about how Florida was the play of the week. Like, I didn't ask him for the pick, and he went on for a half an hour with Florida to the point I put in Florida. I want to kill this guy.
That's terrible.
Yeah, so wasn't that's fun.
Insult to injury. Yeah. I was
this guy's spirits don't get down when he just will crack like
bad. Right, right. You need yeah. everyone to ride the wave together. You can't have someone being like, it's just money.
Yeah.
It's a great time, guys. At least we had fun. I was at LSU. If you have never been, I was telling you, Rico. Most electric game day experience I've ever been a part of. It was so fucking loud. It was so awesome.
When did it get quiet?
It got quiet about second quarter. It was actually like kind of incredible how many people stayed and how loud it stayed through the first. Because, I mean, the first drive was when they had Bama looking mortal for like maybe 4 minutes. It was deafening. And the pregame is awesome. The tailgate scene is awesome.
Tiger walk cost me.
Coach O was going nuts. There was basically a mile in any direction from the stadium is just tailgates. And
now, froofy tailgates,
It's
everything. It's everything. Like, we were at a tailgate where these kids were giving us Capri Suns with Everclear. Right. We were
definitely not.
Frou-frou.
Right. I don't think LSU does that.
No.
That's why I asked.
That's why LSU is the best, because LSU, and I mean this as a compliment, is ratchet.
Awesome.
Like,
yeah.
There's like
that's what you're looking for.
It's just everyone just out to have a good time, no judgment. So that's why it's the best. And the Bama showed up, and I won a little bit money back because I took Bama second half because I had LSU game. That's a game we're going to look back and be like, how was Alabama only favored by 14 points?
That was also what we talked about, too. You guys were saying, I'll know in the first 5 minutes if LSU was the right side.
I said
second quarter. You know what
The line.
And I tried to tell you, no, I think the second quarter is the breakout, which shit.
Well, no, it was the first quarter.
The line was a stink bomb.
I lost track of when they scored there. Yeah.
It didn't matter. Right. The game was still a game.
Okay,
when
so late second
LSU
quarter.
LSU stopped
quarter.
Alabama, right?
Right.
In that first drive where they basically went like sack. False start, and it's like, okay, this could, you know, this is something. As soon as LSU started having the ball, it was over because LSU could not do anything.
Yeah,
they got their ass kicked.
I didn't really see that coming either. But the line we talked about last week was a stink bomb. The fact that it was that big, I know you're saying it's more, but it was a preposterously big line for that game, which that's why I was like, yeah, I wish it was 7.
Alabama has no holes. Yeah. They don't. They really don't. It's like, it's insane how good they are. All right, so let's get into the games. Actually, I want to do two things before we get in the games. I want to talk about the rankings. So do you have any problems with the rankings, Rico? You came over to my desk, and I told you to save it for the show.
Yeah.
Rico's doing this thing these days, Dave, where he likes to do the show before the show. Mm. Like, I heard he called into Barstool Radio. He called in EAC last week and started debating with me. It's like, we have a show for this. So now that I've successfully kept you
called,
shut up.
I don't even remember what he called about.
Until this moment,
was,
let's do it.
It turns out that it was a pretty kind of stupid point. Yeah, I misjudged. Thanks. I misjudged. I was saying that I think Michigan might even have a case over Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah. That
if Notre Dame went undefeated. Then I started to examine the resumes a little bit more. Yeah,
it's not really hard. One's undefeated, one has one loss, and the one loss.
But Michigan might get that extra data point with a conference championship.
To say Michigan should be ahead of Notre Dame, Notre Dame's undefeated, is asinine.
Did you notice what Rico did there? He's big time in the committee. He said Michigan might have an extra data point. Yeah. Data point.
Learning the words.
But for the benefit of the show, everyone sounds stupid if you were to argue Michigan over and over.
No, and you can't. I know.
Clearly a Michigan guy.
So any problems with the rankings? Because I know you're a big – you called into Francesa, which was a hilarious call because you wanted Utah State to get some love, and then he immediately said,
I don't pay attention unless they're in the top 10. And he said Utah. Yeah, you're right.
He said
but
Utah.
Fresno State in the AP polls are 12 or 14 and 16. Like, he's like, I'll pay attention when they're in the top 10. Well, Washington State is 8 or 7, whatever. And these two teams.
Well,
they're 8.
And the only reason I called, I'm not being an asshole. He talked about smaller conferences the week before. So I thought all smaller conferences are fair. So that was the question. It wasn't like a, you know, Audie Lang's butt cheeks and hang up like stupid. It was a legitimate. That's what they do. They do that all the time. But it was a legitimate call. And I figured if he talks about the MAC, I asked. I said, I don't know how much, you know, you're paying attention out west. It's going to be a hell of a Mountain West championship game, which it is.
To me, the rankings. The only thing that people were upset about is LSU only went down to 7.
Yeah, some people.
Which I actually have no problem with because they're like, you shouldn't be penalized for losing to number 1 that much.
Right.
And their three wins are better. Their third win is just as good as Ohio State's best win and West Virginia's best win.
Did you see?
In my opinion.
Did you see?
But now you're saying they still have a chance to get in?
No, they don't. Everyone in the top 10 has a chance to get in, probably except LSU.
Did you see ESPN angling for the SEC already?
Yeah.
That
and apologizing and all
stuff. Yeah, they apologized because the Carville thing, which was unbelievable.
Crazy.
And the front page of their website yesterday was saying Georgia's like tied with Michigan.
But basically. Also, the thing that they do that nobody pays attention to is they do these. So Auburn is 6-3, and they're 24 in these rankings. How?
Texas is 6-3, and they're ahead of them, aren't they?
Yeah. But
so
I just
I don't think
well, who's Auburn beating? Like, I mean, we could do
maybe
a deep
they
dive.
Aren't even,
but my point
19.
Is Texas has some wins.
Washington.
They beat Washington 1. Washington looked like a good team.
And
so
I don't
counts.
Think
I
mean, the thing and is, Washington's 25. All right, so that's your win.
Yeah,
they, you know, they
also
hang
beat
their hat
Texas.
On that.
No, they beat Texas A&M.
But then they do this so that then when they get in the committee and they start examining the resumes, oh well, Bama had five top 40 wins. Why? How are they top 40? Because you say they're top 40.
I mean honestly,
Auburn's not a good team.
Past the top 10, who cares?
Yeah, right. No, I agree with that. The top 10 is right where it cuts off. Kentucky and UCF are
people
11
do
and
care
12.
If it turns
they
out
they can't make it.
Deciding the top four though, Dave.
Of course, but I think that the rankings right now. Every team in the top 10 can make it into the top four except for LSU. And once you get past the top 10, everyone's out.
I mean, if the top four went out, there's your playoff.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, Michigan has a very tough game left. And
the only scenario, Dave, that it gets weird where you're going to have an actual discussion.
Georgia beats LSU. I mean,
no,
Alabama.
If Ohio State wins out and Oklahoma wins out. If Ohio State wins out and Oklahoma wins out, who gets in, Oklahoma or Ohio State?
Right.
People are forgetting that Oklahoma would have beaten West Virginia
twice
in 8 days.
Correct.
Same with West Virginia.
I don't think that'll happen, but that would. Right now, I would say Oklahoma.
I would too, because the problem, what's going to kill Ohio State and Michigan in one of these discussions at the end of the season is the Big Ten West stinks this year. You don't have a strong Wisconsin.
Usually that's a good win. Yeah,
a data point.
It's not a good win.
An extra data point.
Also, and I don't think it's fair, I think there will be discussion if Georgia beat Alabama in the championship.
Alabama will be in.
Well, then you're kicking Michigan out.
Correct.
I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with it either.
With what?
But you know that's going
to... I don't think that would happen.
What was that last scenario?
If Georgia beats Alabama in the SEC championship.
There's no way, in my opinion, Alabama should get in.
I don't think they will.
We've already said they're SEC boys.
I don't think they'd ever put a team in who lost their last game.
They've never... They haven't
recently.
Yet. They never put in a...
Who did Alabama lose to last year?
But they
didn't they lose to Auburn?
Here's the thing. They never have put in a team who've lost the conference championship.
It's
they've
such
put
a
in teams
recent loss.
Who
like
haven't won.
Out.
So Bama lost to Auburn, didn't play. They didn't win their own division.
Did lose to Auburn?
Yes, but they
so that was their last game of the season.
Right, they didn't play in their conference championship. Too. What he's saying is they've never put in a team that's lost the conference championship.
You just can't. It's too fresh.
I get that, but you just said like you can't put in a team that lost their last game, but Alabama lost their last game of the season last year.
It's two different things. Conference championship and last game are two different things.
It's very the recency of losing that game when everything comes out right after. And you're looking at a Michigan team that hasn't lost since the first game of the season. I just don't see it.
Why are we not treating these conference championships like quarterfinals too, though? Georgia and Alabama, like that's.
But hold on, that's the exact argument we had last year that proved that
they
don't care as much because Ohio State won their.
I know I'm fighting uphill on this. I'm fighting a losing battle, but again, we can argue it. They probably will put Alabama in because they're sick fucks.
Yeah, and I agree.
I don't agree with it.
Yeah, no. So we all. So
they should. What I'm saying is they should be treating these as.
Yeah,
we're
all on the same page. Put Michigan in.
I think they would probably find a way to figure out a way to get Alabama in because that's what they fucking do. But I do think that Michigan absolutely should be in over Alabama.
I think they.
What about Ohio State? What if it's Ohio State?
I think Ohio State would not get in.
Because of the Purdue loss.
Purdue loss, the recency of it. Michigan right now is a very buzzworthy team. Michigan hasn't been in it forever. That's also part of it. I know it's not supposed to matter. But Alabama's been in a lot. But Michigan's a far bigger like rating cow than
that
Alabama.
Will be.
Plus you already
have to think about Oklahoma. So the true chaos is Michigan or Ohio State wins out, Oklahoma wins out, Alabama loses to Georgia in the finals, in the SEC final. That's true chaos.
Yeah.
Because right. now you have Notre Dame, Clemson, and Georgia in, and you have three teams that you're trying to save for the last.
And again, I don't think they'll get in.
It would be Alabama. It would be the top four. I think they'd leave Oklahoma out in that situation.
To Dan's point, also, now don't get me wrong, they would be the last team on this list. But if
you dare say UCF.
If Wazoo wins all the way out, okay. They're also a conference champion.
No.
I'm just saying, we're going to put Alabama in over now. No. Three conference champions? That's crazy to
yes,
me.
Yes, I'd put Alabama.
That's the only reason I'm making that point.
I'd put Alabama in over Wazoo.
I really think Michigan
and that's
will
that's
be
warranted,
that
but it's three conference champions. There's no way a team who didn't win their conference should go in over three conference champions. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. But Dave, Oklahoma's only loss is Texas in neutral field, which was
And like
Rico said, two data points against West Virginia.
Yeah,
it's going to be a good, that's a good win.
But they give up 1,000 points a game. I mean, they just never look good.
I think it will all work out. I honestly think, here's my hot take, and we'll get to these picks in a second. I think Michigan State might beat Ohio State this weekend.
Yeah, that one shocked me, but that has zero relevance on what.
No, because then Ohio State can't win out and be like that eliminates.
They can only
one
just
guy,
play
but
spoiler.
That still leaves the Michigan in a foul. It all boils down to if Alabama loses somehow to Georgia, which could happen.
Yeah,
in the SEC.
I don't know. I really only think it's Clemson. I saw the lines they put out. It was if Alabama played Clemson on neutral field tomorrow, it'd be 9.5.
Yeah,
Alabama. I think it was Michigan was 14. I think Notre Dame was like 16.
17. That's crazy.
Crazy. All right.
You know who's gotten lucky though? Real quick, because we have the last point is Clemson. Because I didn't love Clemson's resume. Now all of a sudden, BC is going to be a good win. Syracuse is a good
lucky?
Win.
What do you mean by lucky? If they go undefeated, they're in.
Yeah, and I was looking at it, Rico. They are lucky. Shit pumping teams.
What
like
mean,
they beat
like they had beat, a weak schedule and then if you start examining
I looked through it though.
Oh, that like, you just see, think it's lucky they haven't had to play anybody.
Yeah. No, sorry. That
okay.
What I'm I think Clemson as crazy listen. I thought Michigan had before NC State and before BC and Syracuse became justified wins, let's say that they were down. Look at Clemson's schedule, they'd be really kind of playing
your point?
Nobody.
Who cares?
That I think Michigan with might even have a better resume than Clemson.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Clemson, because by virtue of the fact of what they've done,
right.
They're like they're in the championship, they won the championship.
They get the hangover effect, and also Clemson.
No put them
I was looking at Clemson's resume today because people were tweeting me about Clemson because they haven't played anyone. They did play Texas A&M at night, which is a big game, you know, week two, and they have absolutely destroyed
right.
teams.
Syracuse like, is their one. They almost lost that.
But
game.
Trevor Lawrence got hurt.
Yeah.
But they have, like, it's not even been. They beat Wake Forest by, 49? Yeah. They beat fucking Louisville by 61. You were even close to your free stake.
No.
Not even close.
I needed double that.
Yeah.
I needed 70.
All right, let's, before we get in the games, one last thing. I want, Rico, can you please give us the definitive list, top five of things that are more important than sports once and for all? Because I'm sick of just seeing everything more important than sports.
It's more important than sports.
Well, yeah, so tell us. Everything that's more important than sports. So I know what. You know, like Stephen Che tweets about his fucking kid, and you're like, congrats, more important than sports. Like, he had a kid.
Everyone has kids. It's not like,
well,
it's a very easy thing to do.
I mean, off the top of my head, I never thought of it. That's a good list. I guess kids.
Okay.
No order. Kids, America.
Okay.
Well, that's pretty
health.
Broad. Health. I put health.
Health is more important than sports. Yep, that's fair.
Respect to women.
Okay.
Shout out Ohio State.
Yep. And I guess integrity overall. I mean,
integrity
doing the right thing
yeah.
when no one's looking.
No DJs?
No, that's not the top five.
What about DJ? That. What about DJ's end of the summer party?
4th of July party?
Fun Anthony. Fat Anthony.
When 4th of July is the 5 for 5, it's...
Stat
yeah, that's bigger than baseball.
That's
so,
okay.
So here's the thing.
Some
you start
sports.
Getting into subcategories.
Yeah.
Like, oh, do I really care if the Mets are on or am I going to slam 6 grails in a row right now and request levels 9 times? Like,
okay, yeah. You know, that's more important than sports.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
exactly. I'm happy we're having this discussion.
That went over well, huh?
There's some things that are more important than sports.
Yeah, some things are more important than sports.
Okay, I'm happy that we just keep us updated on the list. Because
sure.
Also, what's your hate? What's your hate with Dickie V?
He's insufferable. He's insufferable.
Why?
So he doesn't talk about the X's and O's of the game. It's just yelling over a great play-by-play guy, which is usually like Shulman. Every team should
it's
get
excitement.
Every team should get in the tournament. Everybody's doing a fantastic job. He won't come down on Calipari. He picks certain things.
Well, there it is.
That he wants to go down
that's
on.
It.
Okay.
It's Calipari.
He could have just
he's
started with that.
Yeah,
because
the game,
Calipari
is brutal.
Not Calipari, coming down on Calipari
cancer.
More important
fake
than
cancer.
See, this is why Lee Corso works, because they do a show. So his like shtick and funny man thing, it's for 3 hours and it's not when I'm supposed to be watching a game or to learn things. That's why Billis is great. That's why Raftery, they say Raftery's a showman. Raftery will show you an end of the game play. Raftery preps.
You don't get excited when Dickie V gets excited?
It's jump the shark. I get excited. It's jump the shark. I'm over it. But Dick Vitale is a full game of nonsense and yelling and stupidness. And
you agree with my dad. That's how my dad feels.
All right. Well, I'm over Dickie. Let me just say this. And if you keep going at him on Twitter, you might have some problems.
From who?
From me. You're looking at him.
Yeah.
Stay off him on Twitter. Keep those thoughts to yourself. Respect for Dickie V on Twitter is more important than sports to me.
Gottlieb, Franchella, Seth Greenberg. I go after
Travis.
He's not even worth my time. Yeah. As a wise man once said, he's in the rear view. He's not even worth it.
A wise man said that?
A wise man had a car? Are you talking about like biblical shit?
No, like somebody gave me advice. Like, bro, put him in your rear view. He's not even worth it.
I don't know how wise that is. That's pretty standard.
You have people in your rear view. You're just moving on.
No, actually, yeah. Dave.
I don't have a rear view mirror, actually.
Dave actually has them all in the back seat.
I rip those out. Those people are front and center.
Yeah.
All right. That's why we get along, though, the grudges.
Yeah. He lines them up.
What's the line?
What?
What is it? It's not holding grudges. It's remembering facts.
Okay.
Okay. This is Wiseman?
No, that's Rico. Well,
you created that saying?
My buddy's dad. But I've since made it. It's now gotten its fame by Rico Boston.
Okay, all right, got it. All right, let's get to the games. Ohio State at Michigan State. Michigan State plus 3.5, over under 52. I already said this in the beginning of the show. Michigan State plus 3.5. Like, they're going to get up for this game. Ohio State's, like, they have issues. They struggled with Nebraska. That was not easy for them. So.
I had Ohio State in that game. I agree. I don't like this game. I don't like either team. They both been up and down, but I know they're going to be ready for Michigan. That's all I did. This game, and moving ahead, obviously, on the calendar, if I had to bet this game, I'd take Michigan State probably. But this Michigan-Ohio State game, even though it's at Ohio State, that will be the most crushing loss that I can remember to Michigan in maybe ever, really. Like, we haven't beat them in so long.
Ever?
Sounds like you got to get
Remember a more crushing Michigan loss since I've been following them.
Sounds like we got to get you in the electric chair.
Really? Since I've been following.
Was any of those, who was the running back, the kid Hart?
No. What about Mike Hart when it was 1-2?
No.
1-2.
That's exactly what I said.
In like 2004 or 2003, it was 1-2. You guys were 1-2.
In 2004?
Or 3?
I think it's 2003 or 2004. I thought Hart was a little bit after that.
Mike Hart might have been a little bit after that, but Michigan, Ohio State were 1-2 in, it was either 2003, 2004.
Really? I can't remember that.
It was one of those, yeah. Yeah. So that would be up there, but that was about it.
This everything about this, we've been so bad for so long, and just it does, even if we were always the spoiler. Like, this is the first time now they're the spoiler to a degree. Granted, they can still win the Big Ten, but we're supposed to beat them, and we just have to beat them. So that's a huge game coming up. But in this game, I'll take Michigan State, but I'm just prefacing, no matter what Ohio State does, the rest of the way, it's irrelevant. They'll be ready for me.
2006, game of the century. Yeah. It was undefeated versus undefeated.
Yep.
I don't remember.
One versus two.
I do remember. I knew it right away.
I remember. Yeah, it was Mike Hart.
Yeah.
2006. So who's the
now? Wait a second. Did Ohio State go to the BCS game that year? 2006.
No, yeah, that was they won the game.
So Gary Moeller was.
Mike Hart. What did he do in that game? I forget.
Not Gary Moeller.
It was close too.
Chad Henne was the quarterback. Mario Manningham, Troy Smith.
I don't remember.
Troy Smith's Heisman year, I think. Yeah, Mike Hart had a big game in that.
What year is it?
I think he was 06. Crying after. I just think of Mike Hart.
Me and Dan both nailed it.
Yeah, he had three touchdowns in that game. Like,
Florida buried Ohio State.
That's right. Killed him. Killed.
Florida have a good quarterback?
That was Urban Meyer. No, that wasn't Tim Tebow.
It was Lloyd Carr.
My brain. I don't know why I said Gary Mullis before. Lloyd Carr. Carr was the coach when
That would be the one that would.
I mean, they had that game when I was there at Michigan. That's the Heisman game for Woodson.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, it's every like 10 years or so. It's something like this where Ohio State's not going to be. It's not going to be 1-2, but it will be basically a decision to go to the playoff.
Yeah.
All right, Mississippi State. Did you pick a side?
No, I didn't. I hate it. Gary Moore, be on the card. I think this is the lowest you're going to get the State Ohio stock. I take him.
So you're going to put him on the card?
Yeah. Not high, but I see a low stock there. I'm going to take that.
Okay.
Michigan State doesn't impress me.
Mississippi State at Alabama, over-under is 53.
Why is it 53 only?
I don't know.
Pulled by that.
Because
number.
I don't that know if Mississippi State can score.
Mississippi State's given up, what, 6 touchdowns all season?
Against
6 or 9. Yeah, something ridiculously their defense low.
Is good. They played any lights out offenses? They played Kansas the State. Only, I know that. I nailed that pick.
Played Kentucky.
The motto.
They can't score, so you're making my point. Who else? I mean, I'm not denying. They got a decent defense. But like,
you asked why it's that low.
But Bama's guaranteed to score like 40. 42. Minimum.
Well, here, the motto of the podcast obviously is always you never get rich betting against Alabama. But if there were ever a time to take Mississippi State, it'd be right here. Because that
Louisiana
game,
Tech, Texas A&M, LSU, Auburn, Florida, Kentucky, like find me a lights out offense.
I mean, it's the SEC. It's still pretty good. I'm answering your question. And they don't have a great offense. So you're saying they're not going
to
score.
And Alabama does the thing where they get up, you know, 35. This game could be 35-3 at halftime, and the over still wouldn't hit.
Yeah.
Because they just take the air out.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is the only. I'm not going to bet this game.
Me neither. But I would take Bama. But I won't bet.
But Mississippi State. This is like the one spot where Alabama could potentially have a letdown just because of how big last week
was.
But man, it would be really tough to fucking bet against them.
What time's the game?
I think it's afternoon, 3:30.
Is that Mississippi State?
No, it's at Alabama.
Oh, that protects it a little bit.
Yeah, I might still take. I don't think Alabama. I think Alabama's undefeated first half line, right?
Yeah.
So what do you think this first half line? It's going to be
gonna
like
Jack. They know now.
It's gonna be like 17.
They know. Yeah.
And their game will be 24.
I don't understand why they don't keep jacking it up. Yeah. If it was me running the book, I'd be like, 26 for the game. First half line's 20, 21. I'd be a scumbag. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's not a scumbag. You're trying to get it equal action on both sides. They must have it.
I would take Alabama first half, I guess.
Easily.
I'd just keep doing it. I've bet it a bunch of times. So, All right, next up we have Bedlam. Oklahoma is at home, -20.5, over under 77. By the way, I think I gave out Baylor last week. That was a no-doubter, Oklahoma State having a come down from that Texas game.
Nice.
But this one, I mean, I'm just going to bet the over because it's Bedlam.
And what I always is it, bet like the over. 76 or something?
77. I always bet the over in Bedlam. Remember that year, Dave, that you lost in Bedlam?
I think I
lost too.
I had the under.
I had the over, so I won.
That was when the kid had a fumble in the
end
zone.
Yes, fumble
or something
six
bizarre.
At the end of the game.
It was like
0-0 like 4 years
at
ago.
The end of third quarter.
Yes, but that's Bedlam.
Yeah.
That is Bedlam. And then once the ping pong goes, it just doesn't stop.
Oklahoma State was my team for the last year. So, yeah, I know.
What's that have to do with this year?
That they score. You just watch. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you lost some futures on them last year.
Yes.
That's what you mean
by that.
So,
do you like this game?
I would lean towards the over in this one. I think it's – as much as I like Oklahoma, I gave out Oklahoma to win the whole thing based on the value. 3 touchdowns is tough. I mean
– Yeah,
it's a lot. It's in a rivalry game.
The Texas Tech quarterback didn't get hurt yesterday. They lose that game.
Yeah, you're right.
You're spot on that.
That once
they jumped out 14-0.
They couldn't stop him. Once the quarterback got hurt, they fell apart. The crowd even quit. It was like crazy. The second the quarterback went out, they're like, all right, we're done. They still lost by what, 3 or 4?
Yeah.
Well, they got a late touchdown to make it 5.
But they were never
really,
it was
never
in doubt of covering.
No.
Right.
They would have won that game if the quarterback didn't get hurt.
And Dave had money line.
Yeah, probably. He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had him game. I had money line. I had Northwestern
game.
Money
you've
line.
Said Oklahoma's down. You know,
I just don't trust
opinions
teams
on
that
Oklahoma.
Play no defense, and they play no defense.
Yeah.
Quarterback, he's faster than everybody. I get it, but listen, they play no defense. You're always ready to lose when you play no defense.
You're right.
I would definitely take. I'm taking the over, and excuse me, I would lean to Oklahoma State just because it's a 20.5 is so much.
20.5 versus a team that plays
no
defense.
Defense. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Auburn, Georgia. Georgia
so I'm
minus 14.
I'm on that as well, Oklahoma State. I like Georgia here. I like them
Love
big.
Georgia. Love
Coming
Georgia.
Home, they're gearing up. They're getting ready for Alabama.
Yep.
And what they're probably considering the No Respect Bowl.
Yep.
So I'm going to take Georgia. I also love the over 50. I think they put 40 up.
Yeah. Yep. They've turned the corner.
How many is Georgia laying? This isn't even on
14.
My 14.
They've turned the corner. It's now the Georgia team. They lost LSU. Everyone's like, oh, this Georgia team. They have gone.
They turned
and
it versus Florida.
Florida, and then they did the same to Kentucky, which was, I think the final score was 17 points.
Which you
difference,
said they weren't going to do.
But it wasn't like.
You said they weren't going to do that.
He was wrong on the Florida.
No, you were wrong on Kentucky.
last no, night. I really wasn't wrong. That's being misconstrued. I was wrong, Florida. But by the time Georgia and Kentucky played, they're going in opposite directions. I acknowledge that. I stuck with it. But it was very obvious those were two teams in opposite directions by the time they played. Let me put it this way. I didn't do money line on Kentucky. If I thought they could have won, I would.
No, Dave was wrong when Georgia turned the corner against Florida.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. But now that they've turned the corner, you've got to have your eyes wide open.
What they did to Florida, I'm like, okay, this Georgia team is who I thought they'd be.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
All right. So I would lean. It's not really on my radar because I've written Auburn off. But I would lean Georgia here. And
it's not on your radar. Georgia's like a number five team.
Yeah,
I know,
but
I
think Auburn stinks, so that's not a big game. Like they're supposed to win it.
Oh, you only do games where team. I got it. Rico doesn't touch games unless they're both power teams that are primetime games. I got it.
No, money's in the crumbs. We've said that.
So then what are you talking about? You're like Auburn's not good, so they're not on my radar.
Yeah, that's not a big game to me.
I think
Georgia
should
win.
Number five team in the country playing against.
You're playing both sides. You're like it's Auburn's not good, so I don't pay attention because they're not good. But you're a money in the crumbs guy.
Where'd you get money in the crumbs from?
I made that up.
No, you got it from War Dogs.
Oh yeah, War Dogs.
Okay, So there we go. That's such. I watched the movie.
I got a lot
on
of things bouncing around.
Is that just your knee jerk reaction every time somebody says I made it up, and then someone asked twice, and you tell the truth?
Dave, I was waiting to ask him that because I watched War Dogs on a plane that I was taking like 2 days ago.
I told you it was from War Dogs.
Traveling.
The second time you
find the tapes. Hey, Harambe Grievous, find the tapes. Go look it up.
I don't need
Witch Hunters.
I don't need the
tapes.
Look it
up. Find the tapes. I said it. War Dogs.
We just had this exchange.
I just asked you and you said you made it up.
Bull don't lie shirt if somebody can find the tape.
You just said you made it up.
Dan just said, did you make up War Dogs? You said yes. He said
it was initial reaction, yeah. I don't get a lot of credits. Oh yeah, I try to take credit for it. I want to make sure I'm getting credit for
okay,
that.
So you take credit for things.
What
that
have
yours.
We given you credit
Noted.
For?
A lot of things.
Like what? List them.
Too many to list. I don't know. You're an idiot. You're dumb.
I actually, you know
this
what show
sucks.
I like.
I've been doing it my whole life. I was like Staten Island Ferry handicapping games, high school basketball. I'd say this team's gonna win. Guys like, oh, you're crazy. You're crap. I'd be like, no, you don't know. Messina's out. Brosnan's playing with this. I knew about it all, and they just. No, you're an idiot. So I'm used to it.
Is this like a bully you're talking about? Like,
no,
what are you talking about?
How many wedges did
you
get?
You go into a pizza place. You see me. Oh, Mr. Mush. Oh, how you doing? Family, friends, father. Yeah, oh, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to Peters Curtis tonight. Oh, yeah, I think Peters is going to win. He's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, you know, they're tough. They got gritty kids.
What is
He's
this
like,
conversation?
I'm just saying. Right. And people with disrespect. No, you're crazy, Curtis.
They this
just,
is like,
yeah,
you're going
you are
back.
Crazy.
This is like a Christmas story.
You're talking to yourself.
Like, you're getting bullied. There's like, you have deep issues, Rico.
What Christmas story?
Like the movie. It's like you're getting bullied as a kid.
No,
it's like you're going back to the pizza shop like Mr. Peters.
No, I'm just saying. People would always doubt it. Oh, no, they're not going to win by that many. I'd be like, oh, you want some? I think they win by eight or more. I'll give you eight. What do you think? That's just the way it is. I don't get credit anyway.
You just had an entire fictional conversation with yourself and said, people think I'm crazy.
It's not a good... Not a good ship to have. No, it was based on. It's like based on real
reality.
Events.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
Like I don't
based
know the exact times, but people all the time would be like, "Yeah, like you're doing pretty good picking high school." Like, but I think you're crazy on this. They tell me I'm wrong. They just keep saying you're wrong.
So
74-19.
What about 2016 when people said you were wrong?
They had a point.
Yeah.
So
tough year.
So
tough
coming
year.
Full circle, if I'm understanding this, because of your. I guess in high school, you were giving good high school basketball picks. The guy at the local pizza shop didn't believe you. Now you just take credit for things that aren't yours?
It's just my initial reaction to
he's
to,
just
to
an underdog,
have credit. It's like a complex.
Yeah, I think he's
like
an underdog
always on
all
the
his
defense.
Life. Yeah.
So I want to be the prosecution.
If Dan didn't ask twice about that War Dogs, would you
I just answered too quick, too.
You would have left the room thinking that was you.
Yeah, I should have taken a second. I apologize. Find the tapes, though, Harambe Grievous, and you'll see I did say it was War Dogs. It was just a quick reaction.
Oh, man.
My bad.
Okay. Final game before we get to our cards. Clemson at Boston College. Boston College is plus 20. Over-under is 58. I don't know what to make of this game.
I'm going
to
take BC.
You are?
Yeah, I am.
Have you seen the Clemson scores?
I know. Plus 20? I don't know.
Clemson is
beating by the way,
everyone.
BC plays Clemson tough. Don't ask you why. They do. Look up the scores. They do. I bet if I look it up, they do.
So there's a stat, Clemson, you said Clemson's buried. Now, Dan, a long time ago on the podcast, and I wrote this in the newsletter, you said you're always wrong on Cal and Clemson.
Yes, me, somehow. Myself, personally, myself.
You.
Yes.
Yeah, you.
Correct.
You were wrong. Dan Katz was wrong.
I have Cal this weekend, and I'm going to lose it.
Some kind of weird-ass movie where the spirits come out of your body.
Mm-hmm.
They've now come into mine, because I don't touch Cal, but I'm dead wrong on Clemson every single week. So take that for granted. But
I have
Clemson
actually
has buried Wake Forest, NC State, and Louisville. BC won by 7, lost, and won by 18. So, like, look at common opponents. Like, yeah, I get it. It's game day, Clemson, and there's all sorts of X factors.
Clemson's killing teams. Yeah, they're killing teams. I've actually corrected myself a little bit on Clemson. I can be right on Clemson. I still cannot be right on Cal.
Yeah. So.
Still cannot be right on Cal.
I've been wrong about his injury status every year, but A.J. Dillon is questionable still. I think he's going to end up playing.
Yeah, you have been wrong about that
every week, yeah. I just don't know.
You know what? I'm going to give you credit for being wrong about that.
I don't know what he is every week.
You see that? I just gave you credit.
So if they're not going with the running game, they rely on the wide receivers, Rick Kuhn and Jim Sweeney for BC. So we'll see what happens.
So here,
the kid cries about not getting credit. I just gave him credit.
Credit
to you for being wrong all the time about A.J. Dillon.
I'm looking at the scores to see what I said when they were close. 2017, 34-7, Clemson. So that's close. You'd still lose. I was dead wrong. The last time I played in Chestnut Hill, 56-10, Clemson. Before that, 34-17, 17-13, 24-14. So that's the stretch I'm clearly thinking of.
Yeah.
So what would I'm you also
BC.
I'm gonna take BC.
You're not gonna take moneyline, right?
No,
that'd be a huge
payout. You couldn't even do it. Yeah.
If you do hit the BC moneyline, anybody listening, go to Hanoush Jewelers in Boston. They got good watches. As for Andrew, if you do hit the moneyline in Boston,
is that an ad?
No, of course it makes sense. You win a lot of money, you go buy a watch. You should go to Hanoush Jewelers, Andrew Silva.
Yeah, not my cup of tea.
Okay. You don't like to treat yourself? Some people do. You hit a moneyline, you treat yourself.
Let's do our cards. Rico, I'll start with you.
Oh, I go first, huh?
So, did you have a winning week last week?
I did.
Okay, so you were the only one.
Yeah.
I was plus 7.
5 and 6 plus 7.
8 and 8. 8 and 7 in the newsletter. Plus
what
7
were you on
units.
The show, Rico? I'm not going to do
know.
This with you again.
They never know. There's different.
What?
5, 6, and 1.
5, 6, and 1. So don't give me any of this positive. I mean, it's just I'm not going to do it again. But
plus
you're
26.95.
And here's the thing. If I did units, if I just multiplied my units by units, I'd be up like 100,000 units.
You should.
What's your newsletter? What are you up?
Plus 26.95.
But what is he on this show?
Date. See, there's different things. He fucking has. He can't.
Oh, you know who I saw at the Breeders' Cup?
Who?
Your friend there, Blackjack.
The Cowboy?
We had a good podcast. Why would you do that?
I saw him at the Breeders' Cup.
He said hello.
He did.
Okay. He made a bad career decision. I'll just say that.
Yeah. sends his regards.
He thinks the mothership is the mothership.
He sent his regards.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay. How did he do it? Did he like do it genuine?
Oh yeah, brother! Let me tell you about this Middle East fucking soccer game. I'm gonna bet, brother.
Buddy, you were doing fucking law school reviews 3 months ago. You're in the same thing, man. Come on,
I like
that. That's what I say. I'm not an expert. I try to get the value. I find my niche. All the things make people laugh. No, this guy thinks he's fucking Billy Edwards. It's not the way it goes.
He handed Dave a horse head and he said, "Give my regards to Rico."
Okay,
bleeding horse head.
Yeah, you should have. Threw a fish on his car in the parking lot. He left. There's names we don't name that talked. Certain blonde bimbo. I don't bring her up. Bad vibes.
Who are you talking about? Hammy?
No, that's not nice. I don't
get
involved.
Who are you talking about? Who is he talking about?
Who is he talking about?
Think of a blonde bimbo who left after you did very nice things for her.
Marbles.
Yes.
Oh.
You don't bring that up.
She's not a bimbo.
Yeah.
I know
that's
some people
mean.
In the circle I've heard.
Oh, you got a circle that overlaps with Marble's circle?
I got a circle that overlaps everybody from Jesus H. Christ to Dave Portnoy. Like I got
the circles.
Big circle.
Yeah, just circles.
I've heard, yeah. See, she was doing like school. I know a friend who did like a school project with her. I watched the video. She's a bimbo. Yeah, she's. I know. I've heard some things, and I know they're not disputed. Well, people have texted, working in a tanning salon right before you discovered her.
I am
all these
disputing
things.
Her. I don't think she is a bimbo.
Okay.
And I know her. I knew her pretty well.
All right.
So maybe my circle may be closer to her circle than your circle. I would say she's
probably
not a bimbo, yeah.
All right. But I know she did some bad things, too.
Well, yeah. I did.
Right.
We had a falling out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a grudge. It's just remembering the facts. I created that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that before.
What's your card?
Go do your card.
Again, I hate to do it, but the only thing that matters is what you say in this room. Go ahead.
Okay. Huge game, Fresno at Boise Friday night.
I like Fresno.
I've been going on the good team in these tough spots. I took UAB against North Texas as like a 1 or 2 point thing. I'm on Fresno. Fresno minus -3.
I watched Boise the other night.
They did not look good.
They were so bad.
State Ohio minus 3.5 we touched about.
Yeah.
Then they
That's a low stock. ODU is awful. They're the 118th pass defense. North Texas can sling it. Mason Fine 16th. That's a mismatch. 14.5. Give me North Texas. Michigan first half against Rutgers. I'm just taking that out of principle.
Yep.
Rutgers is just brutal. I mean, people told me, oh, watch out, Rutgers at night. The one of the things I actually got right in 2016, they won 78-0. So Michigan, I think that's going to be inside 3 touchdowns or right around it. Michigan lays it on. I think Kentucky is dead man walking. I like Tennessee outright at plus 190. I like the over in Bama, Mississippi State, which we touched on, which you guys are now scaring me. The over in Bedlam. I think Utah State first half and the over for the game against San Jose State.
My is, Utah State.
What?
My team.
Utah yeah, your State. Team.
I took Hawaii in that game. Wow, that was a bad pick. I had the over too. It hit quick, but man, that was.
What'd you
bad
have the
pick.
Over at?
It pushed. It was
I
the
pushed
weirdest.
For me.
I gave it out at 17.5.
I won that.
Then you got it early or it went down because it's the weirdest game ever. People sent me a screenshot.
I thought I won that.
I stayed
it,
up
no
for
one
most
scored
of
in the fourth quarter.
No one scored in
no,
the second
no,
quarter
first
either,
first and third. First and third was all the
73
points.
Points.
0 points
the second.
I had 73. I pushed.
0 points. I had, oh yeah, what was it? What was the final?
73 total.
Yeah, I had 72.5.
Yeah, I had 70.5 from when
yeah,
I gave it
out. Yeah, it was 28-14 in the third quarter. No
I
points
the
second,
half
no points
in the
third,
and I was like, I need one more touchdown.
Yeah,
like
yeah no points.
Minutes.
The second,
crazy,
fourth,
bro.
No points. That's right.
I've been fading Western Kentucky all week, I mean, all year. I think Lane, I was dead wrong on.
Good call on Middle Tennessee.
Yeah,
took it.
I was dead wrong on FIU the last week, but I liked what I saw at FAU. They're trying to get to a bowl. Western Kentucky stinks. Give me FAU minus 20.5.
Which one's Lane at?
Lane's at FAU.
Yeah.
Butch
Davis.
Tyler Huntley's out for Utah, yet they're somehow still favored. I like the Duckies plus 150, and I like UNLV plus 22.5.
Oh, well, I'm not going to take that after you've been preaching how bad they are all year.
Who?
UNLV. They I listen.
Armani Rogers.
I listen.
Armani Rogers.
I listen.
Armani Rogers
I listen.
Armani Rogers is coming back.
I'm bigger than my problems.
I'm bigger than my problems. Armani Rogers is coming back. San Diego State, I love them. But their last wins are by 8, 3, 4, 6, 7, and 14. They blow nobody out. You were on to that a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been looking. I've seen it. I like UNLV plus 22.5. And the lock of the week is Michael Collins. Good kid. From Penn. We like him. Transferred into TCU. Thought he was going to do well. They're in trouble. Cue the music. West Virginia. Big. West Virginia. Big. You're only giving me 14. That's a joke. It's now
so
down
it's
to
country
like 11
roads?
And a half. Yeah, but it's the dance mix. The best one.
Is this from DJs?
Yeah, they would mix this in.
That's, it's
but
definitely
is it
not
from
DJs.
DJs.
Yeah, it is. They play it. I haven't heard the last. I don't know off the top of my head. The last time they played it.
So it's not from
but
DJs.
Give me West Virginia.
It's not from DJs.
The DJs didn't mix it. It's by DJ Oatsy.
Right, so it's not from DJs.
Do you, are you
they
not,
play it.
Are you not concerned at all? And I love West Virginia. I love Coach Holgerson. Are you not concerned at all that they're coming off probably the most emotional win? You're Mr. Emotion.
Not concerned at all.
They
you,
won
TCU,
that game against
there's a
Texas.
Quote, there's a quote from Gary.
I feel like that's...
Gary Patterson, they are down 7 safeties. I'm not sure I've ever been down 7 safeties in a 3-safety system. How are they going to defend this pass?
Okay. I just asked a question. I just think that...
I'm not
That
concerned.
Was a very emotional game against Texas.
It is.
Let's fucking go for the win.
Big
that
time.
Was such
Love
a baller move.
Big time. What now?
Can you turn that off, please?
Yeah.
Please get the chorus.
So I had
play the chorus.
Did
play
you have that game, West Virginia?
I had the over.
So I had a -1. So I didn't know what I felt like when they went for the.
That sucks. That sucks.
I felt for everybody else.
But
like,
I mean, I didn't lose.
Yeah, but
you
had
did.
A
-1.
But you
yeah.
did.
At one point they were a dog.
Yeah,
like that line
yeah,
was...
but you did because of the line movement.
Yeah.
You lost.
Yeah. All right, I got the over in Navy UCF 63. I also agree with Rico. I thought about the letdown. I like West Virginia 11.5. I also like the over in that game 56. Like the over in Liberty Virginia 60.5. I like Michigan -39. I like Tennessee plus six. It's also Rico liked as well.
Yeah,
all right. A lot of the same picks.
I like Utah State minus 31.5, the over 63. Thank you, Big Cat, for putting me on them. Well, he did.
That's my team. Yeah.
He did. Okay.
I like.
Well, I'm sorry. Did I not? I had a mortal lock that won by like 50. You had a nine burger that lost.
I can tell you this much. If Big Cat didn't make him a mortal lock and I didn't take him, I would not be betting on him still.
Right.
Notre Dame minus 17.5 against Florida State. Florida State's really bad, folks.
They're also switching who's calling the plays. It's now the offensive coordinator, not Willie Taggart.
Yeah, they're
noteworthy.
Just really bad.
Yeah, noteworthy.
I assume this is a question which I assume based on this line I know the answer to. Is the Texas Tech quarterback out?
Yes.
Okay, so that's a game changer for that game. I would have taken them versus Texas, but if he's out, forget it. Natural letdown. This line almost makes no sense. I haven't decided. Just something to look at. Arkansas, LSU, I feel like they got a pin put in the balloon. 13 and
Coach
and a half
O, he had – did you hear his press conference after? He's like, we got to recruit better players.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
Oh, he said that.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he was honest. He was brutally honest.
Like, while the
kids
were showering, he said
that?
Yeah,
he's like, we got to get better. We got, like, he said we're a good team, not a great team.
Yeah.
I mean, when you lose like that, you got to be brutally honest. You can't be like, well, if one thing went this way, one thing went that. Like,
but
he
if
was
your
honest.
Kid,
there's
like
a great story
that.
Like that. Bob Hurley, world-renowned
high
school
Bob.
Coach.
Yep, we know who he is.
Well, you know his son. You don't
know.
No,
we know who he is.
Oh, you do?
He's like the most famous high school.
His son's the one you said that was never going to leave New Jersey, right?
No, that's Dan Hurley.
You said he'd never leave
the
state.
I said he'd never stay.
Is it St. Peter's?
No, it's
You told Woj.
Saint something, right?
You told Woj he'd never leave the state of New Jersey,
no,
right?
No, Woj told me that.
No, I think it was the other way around.
Okay, you don't know how the colors work on DMs.
Mm.
Now that's gonna bother me. Where did Bob Hurley?
You
go?
Were
Saint
DMing
Anthony's. Saint Anthony's.
You were
there.
DMing
like
Woj about
high school coach of all time. You think
I
you
tweet
haven't heard of him?
Woj is going off on whatever great win for Wagner or something like that. Like Danny Hurley, local guy, and I said, which everyone knew, they beat Pitt. Wagner beat Pitt, and I said, oh well, yeah, good win for Wagner, but that he just cashed a ticket. He's leaving. Like he's now getting a big time job. Woj goes or jumps into my DMs. You saw the screenshot. Goes, he's not leaving. I know him pretty well. I said, yeah, buddy, he is. And then he still has refused to apologize. So fuck him. But anyway, Bobby Hurley.
Sounds like a guy in a pizza shop back in the day when you're giving.
No, he put it as like, I'm the journalist. I'm right. No, fucko. I'm a fucking college kid and I know he's leaving. The money's out there. And he's now left since two times. Like, he's a dick. Big time. Fuck him. So Bobby Hurley told his kids while they were, you know, they still had the champagne on them when they won the high school championship. He told the juniors, he said, for you seniors, this is a great accomplishment. Enjoy it. He said, you juniors, I don't think we have the talent right now to repeat, so you better get yourselves in the gym, like post-game. So I just always thought that was a great story. Same thing as
I feel like this is a little different. That feels like more motivation. I think Coach O is coming to Jesus. Like, we got to get better players. So
we
can't beat
better.
This
we
team.
We got to recruit better. Kinda you got to
like,
win recruits.
The guy in blue chips. We told
yeah.
the kids,
yeah,
hey, good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got to get
Nick
fucking
Nolte.
Better players. Yeah, Nick Nolte.
Yeah, Shaq was in that movie.
Penny Hardaway, too.
Yeah, yeah, he was. Yep. And the kid from Indiana.
Yeah. Rick Pitino probably committed sexual assault against an extra, but we won't discuss that.
It's a heavy accusation.
Heavy yeah. accusation.
Who else? What are some other people were asking? I know. They were asking for
it's
stories.
It's a heavy accusation.
Right?
Well, story, no, like, it's story time with Rico
story.
Bosco is over. I like Georgia minus 14. I like the over 50. I like Oregon plus 4 against Utah. Again, we are seeing the board similar this week, Rico. And then Clemson, BC.
That worries me.
I got a lot of the same.
And then my mortal lock is the over in SMU UConn over 66.
UConn's D's actually showed up a little recently.
No, they didn't. Who they play last week?
Who they play last week?
They definitely didn't show up last week.
I'm thinking
Tulsa, they lost 47-17. They lost 47-17.
They showed up in that bad weather game.
No, they 49-19. What's the over in your game?
66.
Okay.
Yeah, and SMU just
Oh, they showed up
Houston,
in the UMass game. That was a bad weather. Yeah, yeah.
I had the over in
that was the 22-17 game. That's what
yeah,
I was thinking.
I had the over in UMass Liberty last week.
So is that your lock?
I take it back.
What?
Is that your lock this week?
UConn? SMU UConn, yeah.
Okay. I like that. I like that.
Are you about, no, like are you about to put that on your newsletter?
It's a good pick.
Promise?
Promise.
I better not see
couple
that.
Couple sliders.
Will not be on
this. Sliders
I'm gonna
on there.
I am going to read your newsletter for the first time this year to make sure it's not
don't
on.
Do
okay.
it. It's really long. It's like fucking 10 pages. Okay.
It's got graphics, though.
Yeah. All right. I have Georgia minus 14. I have Michigan minus, what was it, 39?
Mm-hmm.
Michigan minus 39. Fresno minus 2.5. Clemson minus 20. I thought you were going to have this pick, Dave. Vandy plus 17. Who at Mizzou. Mizzou coming off like the biggest win.
I haven't been able to get on the right side of Mizzou. Okay. I had them against Georgia and thought they looked good.
Yeah.
And then I had them against Kentucky and they lost. Vanderbilt on the road.
It just feels
makes
like
me
Mizzou. I mean, that was such a huge win for them.
Yeah. I mean, there's a part of me that thinks Mizzou's pretty good.
Yeah. So yeah. They have had a tough schedule too. Tennessee plus 6. So we all agree on that. UCF minus 25.5. Navy stinks. Wazoo minus 6 at Colorado. Colorado's a fraud. Iowa State under 51.5 and Iowa State minus 14. Who are they playing? Anyone can help me out there? I didn't write it down.
They're playing somebody bad. I looked at
that. They're playing Baylor. And Baylor's going to be coming off of a nice win against Texas. So that's a letdown spot for them. I have Georgia Tech minus 3. Miami, their season's falling apart. You don't want to play the triple offense in November when your season's falling apart.
Yep.
It's just not fun. Cal plus 5.5 at USC.
I like that, even though Cal's coming off. Didn't they come off a tough loss, right?
Yes, they lost to Wazoo at the last second. Yeah. I like Wisconsin plus 9. I know this is crazy, but that game just got swept. I mean, it's the disappointment bowl.
Yeah, it is.
They're playing it at noon.
Yeah.
Both
those
Wisconsin
teams just aren't good, so
no,
maybe
they're not.
They cancel each other
right,
out.
Exactly.
One of them is not good for more reasons than on the field. Also,
right.
That's worth noting.
Correct. Good call. What's the Clemson Boston College over? I like the over. That's my mortal lock. Over 58. Clemson Boston College. I have one last one. Northwestern plus 11 at Iowa.
You like Northwestern there?
So here's my reasoning.
That was a tough one.
A little birdie came.
What's the lock?
The over in Clemson Boston College. A little birdie told me that as hyped as they were for Notre Dame, Northwestern's real goal here is that they control their destiny to win the Big Ten West. And if they win this game against Iowa, it doesn't clinch it. They're in the driver's seat. Purdue would have
that
to,
pretty much
they'd have
clinches
to lose
it.
Two of their last
yeah,
three.
Yeah, and this is by far the hardest of their three.
Right, they play Minnesota and Illinois.
Yeah, so and Illinois at home, I believe. So
yeah.
So if they win this, they probably will be in the Big Ten championship. I think Fitzgerald's a great coach. I really do because I don't think he has a ton of talent a lot of times. But I refuse to believe this is not a letdown. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But that Notre Dame game, they were right in.
Yeah, I know. They were out, and then
they were
in with that block punt.
And, yep. And they had it 3, and I was getting all whooped up because I killed myself.
You were whooping yourself up?
I killed myself money lines because I had LSU money line, Northwestern money line. Northwestern was a push because they ran that fucking naked scramble on me. And then Texas Tech, I split. I'm going to be very honest. The fact that all three of us are very similar makes me
very
nervous. I got a feeling I'm going to show up Monday and I'm going to be like, I could go to the bank and take out so much money. And then they're going to be like, what are you doing with it? And I can make up a lie. It's the most uncomfortable thing.
Yeah, it's a little scary. We have like a consensus here.
Yeah, a little bit scary, a lot scary.
You know what? There's some sound reasoning behind
it. I never make it to Thanksgiving. Never.
Never. Because this is also, we even talked about this on this show yet. The college basketball has started and it has
we
already
get this
buried
guy Riggs up there. Stay away from him.
Yeah.
He's
it's
a
already
Jonah.
Buried us.
Good writer, though.
When do you get into college basketball?
I mean, I'm having a great year right now. I thought Virginia was going to bury him last night.
A great year in what?
College football.
Oh, I thought you meant college basketball.
Oh, no, that's crazy talk. That's
you're not crazy. Having a great year.
Plus 26.95?
In this room, you're not having a great year.
On this show.
You can't forget also, good luck to, I know you're picking against them, but good luck to the troops. Army against Lafayette, Air Force against New Mexico.
Are you serious?
And Navy, yeah, it is. We got Veterans Day coming up.
Okay.
A little camo. Good luck to the
troops. Think about the Army hurting the Hawk or the Eagle? For Air Force.
I don't know.
You missed that? How did you miss that story? Army,
I didn't know about that.
Army did a prank and they it was a Falcon actually.
Yeah,
Air Force. Yeah,
Falcons.
The Falcon. They kidnapped the Falcon. It's an elderly Falcon and it broke both its wings.
Oh.
How are you not on top of that story?
I didn't know that. Kevin Arnold
that's
did that in
bad karma coming back, right?
Kevin Arnold captured the Falcon in the Wonder Years, the other school's mascot. It's actually the best Wonder Years episode of all time. It's when the kid comes back from Vietnam. People are like yelling at him, horrible things. He goes to the baseball field. He's in his underwear. And the Wayne, who's a jerk off the whole series, except for select moments, goes, what's going on?
What was the girl's name? Whitney?
Winnie Cooper. What was her real name? Was Gwendolyn.
Yeah. But.
And fun fact, Becky Slater, who was Kevin's love interest in a couple episodes, was Winnie Cooper's sister in real life.
Yeah, fun fact, don't really care.
So Wayne goes, you know, what's going on, man? Like, and
you can just keep talking. Yeah,
we're gonna leave.
But you keep talking.
It's worth the episode. It's called Homecoming. Please watch it.
Please finish the episode. We're gonna get up.
All right.
So go. No, say it. Say the rest of it.
No, fuck you. We're not finishing.
Say the rest of it.
Say it. Just fucking leave. Such an asshole. Such an asshole.